Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What has this cold weather ruined for you? Kind of craziness has it caused? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix because, well, my wife Jess has been sick and she hasn't really been driving. So we have two vehicles. One of them is parked in the driveway for over a week. And then we're driving the other one because I'm going back and forth to work. My wife Jess has been trying to work from home more. She's got a cough and all that stuff. So finally, yesterday, decided, you know what? I got to start the other car because you're feeling better. You might have to go to work this week. Oh, guess what? This cold weather did. And nothing. And I'm like, dude, this is a brand new battery in
the
car.
So it's not the battery.
It was a brand new battery, but I don't know what the deal was. So
that's why you need to start it periodically.
You do.
If it's sitting for a while.
But I didn't even think about that. It was so busy last week. Mm. We have the other car that we're driving. So I'm like, ah, this is fine.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
So I'm like, okay, here we go. Can I jump this? I know that from my tech days at Hartford Union High School, I was always taught, don't try and jump a frozen battery. It could cause issues. It could explode because it's frozen.
For real?
Yeah.
I've never learned that.
I double checked on Google and I'm like, oh yeah. So I took the battery out. So I'm sitting there with frozen hands. And now it was pretty cold yesterday. It's worse today.
So you took the battery out of the car?
I took the battery out of the car, brought it in the house. Okay. This is a brand new battery, 2 years old.
And I bet you put it right on the clean kitchen table.
No. No, I put it in the bedroom because that's where it's warmer. No, I didn't. Put some papers down.
Hey, babe,
some
don't mind me. You put it in the bed and covered up with a blanket.
Try to warm it up.
The battery.
Okay, do you want some coffee or some tea? What do you need? And then throughout the day, I'm looking at it, and you can tell there's like condensation, almost like in a triangle form, and then it starts slowly moving down. So I'm like, okay, the battery must have been frozen.
You guys, do you feel like you're learning so much
yes.
here? Because I am.
Yes, yes. So I'm like, okay, good. I was feeling it around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of touching the sides, going, okay, this feels pretty good. Let's put it back out there. Let's start this bad boy up.
And are you doing this with gloves on?
I have gloves.
All of this in this cold weather? No,
well,
thank you.
No, not to take it out. I had to, you know, do the little bolts and everything, and I had to use my hands.
Exactly.
And then my tools are like frozen solid to my hands.
How could you even do that when it's this cold?
Let me tell you something. Anybody who has to work outside, I give you a lot of props.
Right.
Because I was out there 10 minutes trying to finagle this out of the car, and I'm like, okay, this is a reason why I work inside. I can't do this. So I put the battery back in, right? Put it back in there, and I'm like, I'm telling Jess, my wife, I'm like, babe, here we go.
How long did you have it out of the car?
About 5 hours to make sure.
That's a while.
Yeah, it was a while. I was in the kitchen. It was nice and toasty, so we're ready to go. Here we go. We're going to start it once again. And what do you think happened? Do you think it started on the first turn? Oh, no. It didn't even want to start. It was doing the same thing. So now this car is facing my garage. So now somehow I've got to put it in neutral, back it up a little bit so I can pull the other car onto neighbor Mike's yard. Sorry, Mike. I had to pull over to the side so I could jump start this.
Because you have to get the other car in front of it. At least you can get some power.
Put it on the side. So they were side by side. So I could reach with the jumper cable. And now this battery that I put back in the Ford is not frozen. So I can jump it. I'm thinking maybe it just lost a little bit of juice. And what do you know? I tried to jump it. Still nothing. So I let it run on, you know, connected for about 5 minutes. Walk back out there, turn the key, and the car started.
Oh, thank God.
I know, but my hands are freezing from not only putting the battery in, but then also having to put the jumper cables on, standing out there waiting for this thing to start. Then I ran it forever, And now it's pretty good, because even last night before bed, I was like, all right, I got to try and start this thing. Boom, it starts right up.
Well, you're really handy, and you can do things like that. But I'm empathetic to other people that are maybe, even this morning, dealing with a car that's not going to start when it's this cold out. I mean, when we were growing up in Bayview, and we didn't have a garage we were parking in, and we have the cars on the street, it was something we did all the time. You'd have to take the key and go out there.
Start a
car.
Yeah.
Every now and then, it's like, hey, get the keys to your mom's car. Get the key to your car. Get the car to dad's car. Okay.
Let it warm up a little
bit. Let it warm up. But in these temperatures, it's no joke.
No, it's not fun at all.
There are so many people that don't restart their cars. They just jump in their cars and go. And I feel like, isn't that bad for the battery, too, to just all of a sudden start doing that? Or with newer cars, does it really matter?
Well, when I tried to move the...
Because if a car's just sitting there, I recognize that, yes.
Yeah.
A couple times, we were in Colorado this weekend, and it was very cold in Colorado. We were dealing with the same temperatures there as we had
thanks.
Here.
You brought it home in your suitcase.
I know, that's the thing. It's supposed to be warmer out there. But there were times with the app,
yeah.
I started the car in the parking structure at Mitchell International Airport.
Oh, you did?
Because it's so cold, but that's modern technology. You can do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So
I don't know about that, because when the car did start... Before I moved my other one off of Mike's yard, I tried to back this out, and holy cow, not only was like the transmission really stiff, the steering was stiff, I'm like, oh, maybe I should let this thing just sit in one spot and warm up a little bit, because all those oils are so cold. Just don't like this cold weather. Give me the snow over cold.
No, we were talking about it earlier this morning, right? Because here we at least can, I mean, driving in the snow, yes, that's not fun. But we at least have the means to handle the snow. When it's cold, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Right. So it's almost like a high and a low, or a low and a high. Oh, the car. Oh, now the car works. Okay, good. Thank goodness. You don't want to be stranded with that. No.
No, and that's also why they tell people don't be out on the roads if you don't have to. Because then you're putting people in a position to have to be out if something happens to rescue you or fix your car or help you with your battery.